You are listening to the only Catholic radio station here in the Diocese of Portsmouth. This is Radio Immaculata, bringing forth Christ through Mary.
Ave Maria, I am Father Pio, speaking on Radio Immaculata from the Diocese of Portsmouth, UK. This program is dedicated to promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lord revealed to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque that it was his ardent desire that this devotion be established in the world as a means of drawing men from the path of perdition into which Satan was hurrying them in great numbers. Also at Fatima, the Blessed Virgin showed the three shepherds a vision of hell and of the countless souls who fall therein. She affirmed that God wishes to establish in the world devotion to the Immaculate Heart as a means of saving souls from hell. By consecrating souls and families to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the reign of Satan and sin will be destroyed forever, and the blessed reign of the two hearts of Jesus and Mary will be established in all hearts, in all families, and in human society. Good afternoon and welcome once again to yet another episode of this program dedicated to the two hearts of Jesus and Mary. Last week we spoke about the history, we spoke a little about the history of devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Today we will be speaking about the history and nature of devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
O Sacred Heart, O love divine, to keep us near to thee and make that we may wholly be. Heart of Jesus, hear, O heart of love divine, listen to and
So, since we spoke about the devotion, the history of devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus last week, it's fitting that we should also talk about the origins of devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, what I will be saying today is taken from an article written by a certain Jesuit priest called Father Luis Verhelezun. The name is spelled Verhelezon. The title of the article is called The History and Nature of Devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, before the 13th century, we find no trace of a special devotion to the Heart of Mary. Even though in the Bible we find many references to the Heart of Mary, where it says that Our Lady, when she had things being said about our Lord Jesus Christ, she pondered them in her heart. And then we also have the prophecy of Simeon, who said to Our Lady that because of the child, a sword will pierce her heart. Now, in spite of these references to the Heart of Mary, we find no trace of special devotion to the Heart of Mary before the 13th century. After the 13th century, we have saints here and there who make short sentences, short affirmations about the Heart of Mary. For example, like Saint Mechtilde and others that lived during her time. But from the 16th century onward, theologians and spiritual writers make mention of this devotion. Saint John Eudes in 1680 quotes, among the writers who speak of it, 12 Jesuits whom he calls the 12 apostles of the Divine Heart of Mary. The most famous of whom are Saint Peter Canisius, Suarez, Nierenberg, and Cornelius Alapide. Still, we must say that it is to Saint John Eudes that is due the honor of having given the decisive impulse to the devotion. He was its zealous apostle and learned theologian. Through his preaching of popular missions, he propagated it in about 20 dioceses of France and established everywhere confraternities, and he wrote a great book titled The Admirable Heart of the Holy Mother of God. He also composed a mass and the office in honor of the Immaculate Heart and labored to obtain at Rome the institution of a feast. But he had no success in this endeavor. In 1799, there was a papal approbation, and the Feast of the Immaculate Heart was instituted by Pope Pius VI, who authorized the Bishop of Palermo to institute the feast in his diocese. In 1805, Pope Pius VII granted the same favor to those who should ask for it, but with the office and mass of Our Lady of the Snow. In 1855, Pope Pius IX approved a special mass and office. And in 1944, Pope Pius XII extended the feast to the Universal Church under the title of Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, with a new mass and new office, and transferred the feast from the Sunday after the Assumption to the 22nd of August. In the new liturgy, in the Novus Ordo, the feast is celebrated on the first Saturday after the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, But traditionally, August has always been dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We need to mention four particular events that gave extraordinary popularity to the devotion, namely the spread of the Miraculous Medal, the erection of the Archconfraternity of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in Paris, in the Church of Notre Dame de Victoire, the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin at Fatima, Portugal, and the consecration of the Church and of the human race to the Immaculate Heart of Mary by Pope Pius XII. The Miraculous Medal owes its origin to an apparition of Our Lady to Saint Catherine Laboure, a Sister of Charity, on November 27, 1813. The Blessed Virgin showed her a medal bearing on one side a representation of herself with the inscription, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." And on the other side, under the letter M, the hearts of Jesus and of Mary. The former surrounded with a crown of thorns, the latter pierced with a sword. She ordered Sister Catherine Laboure to make and propagate medals after that design, and promised her that all who wore them and devoutly recited this invocation could be sure of her special protection. In a short time, innumerable graces, wonderful cures, and extraordinary conversions strengthened the confidence of the faithful in the power of the medal, which soon acquired the name of the Miraculous Medal. The rapid spread of this Miraculous Medal contributed a lot to the devotion, to the spread of devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Then we have the erection of the Archconfraternity of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This confraternity was erected in 1836 in Paris in the Church of Notre Dame de Victoire by the parish priest, Reverend Father Dejeunette. This priest was completely discouraged by the lamentable condition of his parish. And one day, on December 3rd, 1836, the feast of St. Francis Xavier, during the Mass, this priest heard an inward voice which said to him twice, "Consecrate your parish to the most holy and immaculate heart of Mary." After hesitating for a long time, he obeyed the call and established a confraternity in order to honor in a special way the Immaculate Heart of Mary and obtain the conversion of sinners through her intercession with the Divine Mercy. Contrary to all expectations, the new association met with an extraordinary success. Sinners returned to the Lord in great numbers, and in a short time the parish was completely transformed. Struck by this marvelous result, Pope Gregory XI raised the confraternity to the rank of Archconfraternity for the Universal Church as early as 1838. Everywhere, confraternities were erected and affiliated to it. In 1890, there were already more than 19,000 confraternities with more than 30 million members. Everywhere they could record miracles of conversion. Nor did Pope Pius XI hesitate to call the Archconfraternity a heavenly inspiration, a work of God, a source of blessings for the Church, and he enriched it with precious indulgences. In 1917, the Blessed Virgin appeared several times at Fatima, Portugal, to three children, each time on the 13th day of the month. She asked that people should pray more for the conversion of sinners, and that sacrifices should be made to atone for their transgressions. In the last apparition, she declared, "I am Our Lady of the Rosary. I have come to persuade them to change their ways of living, to no longer offend our Lord by their sins, to recite the Rosary. I desire that a chapel should be built here. If men change their ways, the war will soon come to an end." Then we had the impressive solar phenomenon in which the Blessed Virgin had foretold in confirmation of the divine origin of the apparitions. That is, the sun danced in the sky. And as a result, the bishop of the Diocese of Fatima proclaimed that the visions of the children were fully trustworthy and that the cult of Our Lady of Fatima was officially approved. Our Lady said in her apparitions at Fatima that it was the desire of God to establish devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to establish this devotion in the world as a means of converting, of saving sinners from hell, and of giving peace to the whole world. Even later on, one of the seers related that the Blessed Virgin wants this devotion to be practiced alongside the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And she also foretold that if men did not return to God, there would be another war, even more terrible.